Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin strikes out. There goes Lynch. The throw from Bertel to Rogers, and Lynch is out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Buell. The throw from Brand and he is safe. Buell steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum who is chasing the ball. Mazeroski reaches third base with a triple. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hubbs for the out. Banks moves to third. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Burton reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Logan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Burton moves to third. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan strikes out. 1 out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell bunts in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bailey. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks is walked intentionally. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burton hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 0-for-2 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buell bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Burkell moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burkell scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Veal now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Brand and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Landrum moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landrum scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Lynch moves to third. Johnny Logan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ron Brand. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Lynch scores. Clendenin scores. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 5, Cubs, 5. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Bob Veal. Barney Schultz now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burgess moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Smokey Burgess now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clendenin strikes out. Bertel drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clendenin out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Logan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Santo is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hubbs is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Savage pinch hits for Al McBean. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bailey is 0-4 in the game. Bailey bunts in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to first for the out. Savage moves to second. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Verdon is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Savage moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Clemente is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente is walked intentionally. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mazeroski is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burton is 2-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Burton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burpell is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Burpell bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Burton moves to second. One out. Ken Aspromonte pinch hits for Don Elston. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Aspromonte is walked intentionally. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Don Landrum. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Lou Brock pinch hits for Nelson Matthews. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Burton moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers is 2-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burton scores. Aspromonte moves to third. Brock moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.